All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Welcome to May 2021. Marching right through the year, 4 months gone, the fifth month upon us, and we start again anew. As we turn the calendar page, thankful for this gift of life and peace and hope and joy in the midst of all of life's struggles. So glad that you are here. I pray today will be a blessing in your life. Well, there are two things that I want to give you for motivation on this day. One is a quote from Martin Luther, and number two are the words of trust in God alone from Psalm 62. First off, the quote from Luther. He writes, "This life is not about righteousness, but growth in righteousness. It's not about health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what we shall be, but we are growing toward it. The process is not yet finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not gleam with glory, but all is being purified." Now, folks, this is important. This is important work. Again, what we fix our gaze upon is what gets our attention. And sometimes we are so preoccupied with the very thought that it's up to us. We got to make everything right. We got to do everything. We are the beginning and the middle and the end. We are the entire thing. And yet we know we stand on the shoulders of those who've gone before. We are here making a contribution now. And there will be a whole heck of a lot that comes after us. So it's not just about getting it right, but it's living into. It's being a part of the journey and laying down life in the midst of it. And again, we can focus so much on health, we forget about the healing that needs to take place. When people have done everything right, when every contribution has been made to be healthy, but often we still need healing. COVID has shown us that over and over. Not just centering and being, but a process of becoming, of being drawn out of ourselves, how that Holy Spirit of life is always coming through us. Not just saying I need to rest, but how do I exercise? How do I live out so that I can be restful, that I can experience true rest? Knowing that we're not yet what we shall be, but we're always growing. There's a journey within. And that this process is never really going to be finished, but it will always be ongoing in our life. It is so important what Luther writes there. I mean, you could hear coming through the ages from other prophets, from other preachers, from other people who are at work in the world seeking to provide us help along the way. So very, 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 very important. I hope you can take something from that quote on this Monday and put it to practice in your life. And then from Psalm 62, this psalm was written as a song of trust in God alone, where again our eyes are lifted up to where our help comes from. But here are the words, and I'm focused in on verses 5-8. Okay? It says, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence. For my hope is from God. God alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rest my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God." So, trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before God, because God is a refuge for us. Yes, God is a refuge for us. And so hold on to that truth. Hold on to that hope. Sing out of that song where we place our ultimate trust into this God, the God of the universe, the God of creation, the God who raises Jesus from the dead, the God who again points to resurrection, life, and hope always being ours. May that peace, that force of life, always be with you. All right, go out and be motivated. Good day.